Boat. Yona's on the boat. The boat's about to self-destruct. And the sailors on the boat want to know who are you? And what's going on here? Why is this happening to us? And what's your relationship to what's happening? So we started Pasuk Ches, but we'll take it just quickly again from the beginning of Pasuk Ches. Vayomru elav hagida na lanu. I mean, this is after they drew lots and it landed on Yonah, and they said, but what's your deal? Like, how did this, why is, who are you and why is this happening to us? In other words, the body is asking the neshama, I don't get it. Why are we suffering because of you? And who are you? And what do you think your mission in this world is? Do you know what you're supposed to be doing? Do you not know what you're supposed to be doing? And then the body's asking the neshama, Miya, who's going down with you? And why? Maybe it's the fault of a particular limb. Maybe it's not really the neshama's fault. Eiza eiver, ve'eiza koach hanefesh. Right? Maybe it's my left arm's fault. Maybe it's my right leg's fault. But they're trying to understand what's going on here. Ma malachtecha, ma umnis nasan lacha Hashem kishashalachos. What was your mission statement? What were you supposed to be doing in this world? What was the umnus? What was the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, neshama, when you entered us? Namely, the limbs of the body. Ume'ayin tavo, and where do you come from? In other words, they say to the neshama, and again, it may be that they know, maybe the body knows the answer, and it's just asking the neshama, does the neshama itself remember where it comes from? Or maybe it's really asking, Me'eza makom chotzavta, where were you carved out of? Where were you before you were here? Shalkein sarach lasos ma'isim shiachzer l'sharsho. Are you connected? Are you doing activities that are connected to your root? Or are you involved in things of this world? Who are you and what's your story? Ma artzacha. Me'eza aret yasasa lakan. Oh, sorry, did I skip one? Yeah, me'ayin tavo. Sorry, me'ayin. No, yeah, fine. Ma artzacha. Me'eza ha'aret yasasa lakan. What land do you come from? This will clarify something for us. When Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden, where was that? Where's Gan Eden? You're pointing up. Adam and Chava were people in this world. No? Why are you pointing up? So Amir Tzashem, we'll see when we get to the Ramban, back in Bereishis, we'll find out, and again, explicit in the Zohar and many sources, that there's a Gan Eden Ha'elyon and a Gan Eden Tachton. In other words, there's a physical place in this world called Gan Eden. Where is that? Iraq? Iran? Where is it? Right, near Eretz Yisrael? Outside of Eretz Yisrael? In Eretz Yisrael? Can you still go there today? Is it a hidden place? Does it function like a normal place of Olam Hazeh? Or is it some type of meeting point? What? Okay, Kaveh? Okay, so we, right? But there's a Gan Eden Elyon also. There's a Gan Eden Tachton. The Zohar says on the words in Bereishis, La'avda u'leshamra, Adam and Chava, Adam was placed in Gan Eden, what? La'avda u'leshamra, to work it and to guard it. You know what the Zohar says? B'mitzvah sasei, v'lo sasei, im eretz achai. La'avda, the work of Gan Eden, right? Even though, yes, Adam was told to actually be a gardener, but la'avda means do mitzvah sasei. L'shamra, shmira, mitzvah slo sasei. Shemisham yotasa u'lesham yashuv. That's where you came from, Adam, and that's where you're going back to. In other words, there's a parallel between the Gan Eden Elyon and the Gan Eden Tachton. In what sense? You'll tell me what I mean. But one's a spiritual realm and one's a physical world. But what are you doing? What were we doing up there? What was the neshama doing before it came here? It was involved in, I don't know, holy activities. So the same avoda is supposed to happen when it comes down here. That's part of the challenge. Down here, it's a challenge to continue to up there, it's natural to engage in holy activities. Down here, it's a little bit more of a challenge. And what people do you come from? It's supposed to be ata with an aleph. Right, what land do you come from? Who are you? What people are you associated with? What are they asking? This line, when I was preparing it really stung. Are you a Jew? Of course I'm a Jew. So why don't you act like a Jew? So the body says to the neshama. Shekol yom avlo halach b'derech Yisrael. Do I act Jewish enough? Am I acting Jewish enough? Are you sure you're a Jew? Maybe you're a corrupted soul. Let's just finish the line. V'gam b'Yisrael kama shemektsasa ba me'erevra v'amalekim. As it says in the Zohar, there's some Jewish souls that become tainted because of the mixed multitude, the Erevav or Amalek. So the body is, you know, almost ridiculing the soul. You sure you're a pure, yeah? You're like an authentic Jew? You're the real deal? You're a real Jewish neshama? So why aren't you acting that way? Friends, I want to share a varit with you. I think it's from the Rebbe of Zusha. It's on a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Vav. Listen to this pasuk. It says, "Vayisarvu vagayim." You'll mix Erevav, some of the Erevav. You'll mix in with the nations of the world. V'yilmedu ma'aseihem. And yilmedu ma'aseihem. You'll learn their behaviors, their activities. So I believe it was the Rebbe of Zusha who pointed out. It doesn't say v'yilmedu mima'aseihem. I'm saying this both as a mussar for us and also as a limud zchus. You'll see why. It doesn't say you're going to mix with the nations, v'yisarvu bagayim, v'yilmedu mima'aseihem, and you'll learn from their ways. What would be the difference if it says v'yilmedu ma'aseihem, like it says, or yilmedu mima'aseihem? You learn their actions versus you'll learn from their actions. No, all right, what do you say? Fresh back from Eretz Yisrael, let's hear.
Learning their actions, then the actions, like the content of their actions is what you're learning. If you're learning from their actions, you could learn what's right based on what's wrong, potentially.
Oh, so you're saying would be positive. I can learn from their actions, not that I learn to do what they're doing, but I learn from look at what happens when a person lives like that. So I learn from that not to live like that. Ezu chacham halo may be called Adam. How do I learn from a rasha? I learn what not to do. Okay, you could say it like that. Yeah?
Is it like what to or why you're doing it?
Okay, say it like that. Yeah, what else?
When you know the person lives their life, it's like you can say that there's the yin and there's the goyim, the two different things. And that when you come down to this world, then if you want to act more like a goy, you learn their actions. But if you really learn from their actions,
yeah,
that becomes intrinsic within the Jew itself. So they're not specific Jews and then goyim, it's becoming like one of the same thing.
You think from means more?
If you learn the actions, it's like you can copy the actions. It's saying like, okay, so there's two distinct things and you can copy what they're doing over here. But if you're learning from the actions, it's becoming a part of you.
Okay. Verema, what do you say?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Obi over here. I think Masem, like Yilmedu Masem is that maybe you learn their actions, but you didn't necessarily implement them.
Okay.
But Mimasem is that they're really having a strong...
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say one more.
Also, like a similar idea, but you can see non-Jews do certain actions, and you can say, like, Christians, they, like, pray or something, but you're not going to pray the same way they do, but you understand why they're doing it and how...
Okay, okay. So again, the Pashup shot in the Pasuk is, again, this is a critique, right? It's talking about how a Jew gets swept up in things. So the way Rabbi Zusha, Zuchusi again Alenu, who learned it, you're going to mix amongst the Goyim. V'yilmedu ma'aseihem. He said, ma'aseihem, you're going to learn their actions. You're not going to learn from their actions. In other words, a Jew doesn't really want to be like that. You're not going to learn from them. You're not going to study it. You're not going to try to apply it to your life. But v'yilmedu ma'aseihem, you're going to learn their actions almost through osmosis. In other words, if you're living in that environment for too long, it's just going to rub off on you. You're going to pick up on it. You're not going to learn from it. You're not going to try to let me see how it could be more not Jewish. No Jewish person is going to actually set out to do that. No neshama is going to do that. But the reality is, by being on the out on the water for too long, being in the yam of Olam Hazeh for too long, the raging waters of Olam Hazeh, yilmedu almost automatically, if you mix among the nations, then yilmedu ma'aseihem. Unfortunately, it has hashpah on a person. So the body is saying to the neshama, "What's your story? You're not going in the Jewish way. Are you authentically Jewish? Are you just? And again, it's a musar and it's a limud zchus, right? It's a musar because we have to be sensitive to the fact that there's so much we pick up through osmosis just by you know, being in a certain environment. It just automatically is transferred to us. Things that we never, ideas and a style of living that we wouldn't have necessarily chosen, but you know, we get used to certain things, and it becomes normal, even though it's not normal for a Jew. That's the musr. Like, watch out for that. The limud zchus is if you see a Jew who seems to have lost his way, realize it's a lot of it's not his fault. Elokai neshama shenasata b'tahorihi. But unfortunately, being in Gullus for a long time takes a toll. Yilmedu ma'aseihem. I'm not learning mi ma'aseihem. I don't want to study their ways, but it has a hashpa. Yeah.
I think that mi ma'aseihem could be like you try to take their maybe like l'hadia, like the kavana behind it, like. Oh, maybe like they do this because it helps them become a better person in
right.
this area or whatever it is, and it's a dangerous place to start.
Goes back to our Ramban. That's like our Ramban that we learned.
Right.
No,
like
about like Hashem. You don't need to serve Hashem with their techniques. You don't need to borrow.
Right. Meaning like, oh, like the reason behind it. Like maybe we have a chok and like they have a reason for why they do it, and like not
right.
that we're doing the same thing, but just in the same area,
right.
and it's like. You don't need to be.
You don't need that, right?
You don't
That's...
need to be doing things with the logic and
right.
for that Ramban also. But ma'aseihem is like you chuck what you have. You're like, oh, there's no reason behind anything that I have, so I'm just gonna
go
and worship there.
I hear. Either way, however you slice it, the pshat of the pasuk is it's not right. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Okay, but that's what the body wants to know. What's going on here? Who are you? Are you Jewish? Vegam b'Yisrael, right? Again, amongst the Jews, there are some who are mixed of Erev Rav and Amalek, like it says in the Zohar. V'chein, and furthermore we find, lech lecha me'artzecha, listen to this, that the questions that the sailors are asking Yonah parallel the original command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Avraham, and we mentioned earlier that Avraham is also a code for Neshama, being sent to this world. So look at this. Lech lecha me'artzecha, go from your land. What did they say to Yonah? What land are you from? Where are you from in Gan Eden HaElyon? Right? So, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, Dog Gan Eden, Dilatata, go to the lower Gan Eden, Ukenegdo Ma'artzecha. And that corresponds to what the sailor said. What is your land? Hashem says to Avram, go Mimoladcha, Keneged Me'ayin Tavo. Moladcha, when Hashem says to Avram, go from your birthplace, that corresponds to Me'ayin Tavo. Where were you formed? Where's your birthplace? Turn to the top of the next page. Mi Beis Avicha, Hashem says to Avraham, go Mi Beis Avicha. That corresponds when they say to him, Ve'ei Mizahamata. Well, what's your nation? Who are your people? Ela Aretz Asher Areka, to the land that I will show you. And at this point, the Neshama is saying, why are you chasing me away, Hashem, from the Olam Ha'Elyon? Why are you sending me down there? Hashem says to Avraham, you'll see, to the land that I will show you. I can't tell you in advance exactly what's going to happen. When you get there, if you're paying attention, I'll show you what to do. You'll know what to do. And that was the question the sailors asked. What's your mission? What's your avoda? What are you supposed to be doing? So how does Yonah respond? Yonah first says, tell you the truth, I have to admit, I come from a very high place. In other words, when you call the neshama out on it, when you ask the neshama is that disoriented Yonah like we began the whole Sefer with, so then, you know, like in real time, the neshama is all over the place. But if you actually sit down and have a conversation with the neshama and say, hi, neshama, shalom aleichem, who are you? What are you supposed to be doing? The neshama gets 100 on the test. It knows what it's supposed to be doing. It doesn't answer the questions wrong. Where are you from? Whoa, what do you mean? You're questioning if I'm Jewish? What are you, crazy? Ivri Anochi. I'm a very authentic Jew. Right? What's the end of the pasuk? I said, okay, Hashemayim ani yarei, I fear God. So now, look what the Neshama says. First he says something deep. Where does the Neshama come from? As it says in the Zohar, on the pasuk, Be'ever hanahar yashu avoseichem. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yoshua. Our ancestors came from Ever hanar. Right? Avram Avinu was called an Ivri. From the other side of the river, but what it means on a deeper level, the Zohar explains. V'chein yesh lomer al gan Eden shemilamala, shemisham hakavod. The neshama responds, "I know where I come from. I come from the Gan Eden above. I come from tachas kisei akavod. That's where I was, again, ches tzadi beis means to be carved out. That's where I was carved out of. Shume'ever hanahar dinar kiyadua. Now, I don't really know what any of this means, right? But there's something called the nahar dinar, which means the river of fire. And the neshamas go through this process of cleansing from the other side of the river of fire as they are taken and sent down to this world. Shetzarach la'avur bo kodem. In other words, the fiery neshama, the pure spiritual neshama, goes through this, you know, river of fire as part of, I don't know, solidifying itself in some way before it comes to this world. Right? So the neshama responds, I know where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a very, very high place. Vizot tshuva al beis hashelos. And this is the answer to the two questions. Here's what the neshama says. Esalokeya shamayim ani yarei. You want to know if I know my mission statement? I'll tell you my mission statement. My mission statement is to be a God-fearing Jew. Zohi malachti. That's my malacha. And that's the response when the body says, do you even know what you're supposed to be doing? The Neshama's getting defensive, right? The Neshama's like, what do you mean? I come from the other side of Nahar Dinur. I come from the river of fire. I come from Gan Eden Ha'Elyon. And I, of course I know what I'm supposed to be doing here. I'm supposed to be a God-fearing, I say, okay, Hashemayim ani yarei. Right? Yir Hashemayim. Yir Hashemayim. You know what Rashi says in the beginning of the Chumash? When originally Sfas Emes uses this to explain the term Yir HaShemayim. Azi, I'll get to you in one sec. Sfas Emes says, why do we call it Yir HaShemayim? Fear of the heaven. Why do we call it Yir HaShem? We call it that also. Why do we call it Yir HaShemayim? So Sfas Emes says, how is the Shemayim? Remember Rashi at the beginning of Bereishis? When the Shemayim was first created, Rashi says something strange, interesting, that it was originally in some type of like fluid state. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu roared at it, Hashem was Garaba. Hashem screamed at it, and all of a sudden the heavens solidified. Right? So Sasema says Yira Shemai means my Yira, and from the time, by the way, the heavens solidified, right? They're doing all right, you know, despite the rumors sometimes that the sky is falling. Anyone read that kid's book once upon a time? Yeah. I don't know what it means solidified, but it was in some type of fluid state, and it solidified. And the Shemayim holds its guard till this day. So Sfasema says, Yira Shemayim means that your Yira, your awe of Hashem should be like the Shemayim. From the time that the Shemayim first, when Hashem said, hey Shemayim, get it together. And Shemayim solidified, held its ground till this very day. So too, Sfasema says, when we say a person should have Yira like the Shemayim, we should also be as you know, chazak in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, we should be solid in that way. So Yonah says, then Hashem says, what do you mean? Of course. What do you mean? I said, okay, Hashemayim ani yarei. I am Yir Hashemayim. I'm a solid Jew. And Asher also Esayam v'Esayabasha. Right? I recognize the God who made the Yam and who made the Abasha. What's the Yam? Yam's Olam Hazeh. What's the Abasha? Olam Haba. HaOlam Hazeh v'Olam Haba v'Gan Eden lahachin b'Yam li'Abasha. The Neshama answers like, oh, what do you mean? What am I doing here? Of course, Pashit. Why am I here? Hey, you're not from around here. What are you doing here? What do you mean? Of course. There's a Yam. There's an ocean of this world. And Hashem sent me here to prepare myself for the Abasha, to earn my Olam Haba. V'zohi tshuva al ma'artzecha. And this is the response when they asked. The answer to the two questions. Do you know your mission statement? Of course.
Which one's
the crazy Yam of this world is Olam Haza. Yabasha, getting back to Yabasha is Yishev Adas, we said, right? Dry land. Right? So he's answering both questions. Pasha, ace the test. Yes, the Neshama. Neshama, you know what you're supposed to be doing? Yeah, of course. The Neshama has no problem answering the questions. But look at the next line, and then Ozzy, I'll take your comment. So what happens next? What do the sailors respond? When the body finds out that the Neshama is not even denying. The Neshama doesn't... See, the Neshama kind of fell into the trap. It would have been better if the neshama said, "You know what? I'm actually feeling really lost. I'm feeling like a little out of control. I don't know how to help myself. I need help." Right? See, we would have listened to the neshama. We would have had empathy. We would have said, "Ay, nebuch, poor neshama. Nebuch, the neshama is really struggling." But the neshama is a little too proud, understandably so, because the neshama really is good, And someone's a little too proud to admit, like, what do you mean? Asking me if I know what I'm doing here. Of course I know what I'm doing here. So what does the body say back? And this is really one of the strongest lines I think we've seen so far. Vayiru ha'anashim yira gadola. The man on the boat, in other words, the limbs of the body, they're terrified when they hear the answer. Vayomru elav ma zos asisa lanu. So they say to Yonah, Pashipshat, so why'd you get on our boat? Why are you doing this to us? If you're running from God, again, and I'm telling the actual story of Sefer Yonah, right? If you're a prophet who's running from God and God's now chasing after you, and now we're the collateral damage, well, why'd you get on our boat? In other words, says the Vilna Gaon, this is a very powerful line. Lama asisa kadvar ma'ela adhena im lokach notzarta vigodla ma'alascha. So what on earth are you doing? If you know, if you're able to answer the question so quickly, neshama, if you know the goydel ma'alascha, if you know the greatness of your ma'ala, if you're bragging about the fact that you come from the highest, loftiest places, you know what I mean? You think, I'm from this world, I'm not from this world. I'm from the other, totally from the other side. I'm from Eber Hanar, I'm from Gan Eden Shalamala. I've seen incredible things. I passed through Nahar Dinar, to the river of fire on my way here. I know why I'm here. I'm here to be the taki in the world, to be able to come back to the Abasha, to Olam Haba. Successful. I know my mission statement. So the body says, so what on earth are you doing? So it's even worse. If it's so clear to you what you're supposed to be doing, so why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? It's mamish. The collateral damage is the body's is... Again, you know, in the previous psukim, we were describing how the body is at the end of its life. Now the body is sick. The body is now going to die and go back to the dust. And the body said, you were supposed to be a role model. You were supposed to direct the body in a holy way. And you abused every limb of the body. And you claim, like, you're not even saying, like, ooh, I'm sorry, I messed up. I lost my way. I was confused. I was disoriented. You're bragging about the fact that, like, you're so great. Well, if you were so great, then you did an even worse job. Why'd you do this to us? Hashem put this neshama, this holy, pure neshama. You should have been the captain of the ship. And now what happens? The body parts are coming to find Yonah sleeping at the bottom of the boat, like the pasuk said. The captain of the ship, which we said is the lave, is screaming, Malacha nirdam. What are you doing? You're sleeping for your whole life. What are you doing? How do you do that? It's very strong. It's not very strong. Yeah, Azi. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, right? The body and the soul point fingers at each other and say, it's your fault. And the Shema says, it's the body's fault, because before I was in the body, I was pure and holy, and the body has all these physical desires. And the body says back, no, it's the Neshama's fault. Look, when the Neshama leaves, I don't do one wrong thing. I lie there perfectly, still, well-behaved. It's only when the Neshama's inside me, I start acting crazy. So each one's Gemara in Sanhedrin. So each one points a finger and says, it's the other one's fault. Each one wants to blame the other one. But it's such a sad conversation. And the body's the one who says, I'm the one who's going to suffer now. Right? The body is facing the midas. Neshama, you get the, what, you're going to leave, and you're going to come back, and you're going to be reincarnated, you'll get to try again, and this is it for me. This is an opportunity for me to be a holy body, to be elevated physicality. And you were a terrible Rebbe to me. You were a terrible role model to me. You were an irresponsible parent. I was an innocent kid. I was the body. What did I know? I came from the dust and I'm going back to the dust. You could have made something of it. You could have steered the ship in the right direction. You were driving recklessly. Yeah. Super intense. You know, it's interesting. I want to share with you an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh about Bilam. Okay, listen to this. Bilam, HaRasha, is one of the worst characters. You know that Bilam is one of the worst, right? When Bilam and Balak get together, it's mamish, it's really bad. And Balak hires Bilam. The Sefer Kabbalah explain. I don't know if this rem is exactly as found in the Zohar. The Zohar says there was never such a bad period in Jewish history, as a threatening period. They only tried to destroy Klal Yisrael. When Bilam and Balak got together, it was mamish, the worst of the worst. That it says for sure in the Zohar. But then other early works of Kabbalah say that if you take the word Bilam and Balak, right? And you start to rearrange the letters, you see Amalek. You see Babel, which is the root of Galus. You also see Bilbul Oimek. What's a Bilbul? Bilbul means confusion in the Omek, in the depths of a Yid. Right? The Pintel Yid. The part of the Yid that, again, like we learned about in the Sugya, Rotsani, right? Gematria Yom Kippur, like I told you. The part of the Jew that always on Amalek, Bilam tries to get down to the core of who a Jew is and destroy him from the inside. So friends, listen to what Bilam says. But Bilam knows the truth. The whole world knows the truth. Everyone knows the truth. Bilam knows the Jews are the best. Why do people, what's the secret of anti-Semitism? What's it rooted in? It's rooted in a deep recognition that Klal Yisrael is special. And people feel threatened by that. Right? It's our responsibility to take care of the world. I always point out, the Gemara says in Maseches Yuvamis, no, before I say that, imagine, let's talk about a really rabid anti-Semite, okay? Picture this person who's a real Sonei Yisrael, a real hater of the Jewish people. Such a hater of the Jewish people that what happens? When there's a hurricane or a tornado or a flood, he says, you know whose fault it is? It's the Jews. We control the weather. You say we control government, we control Hollywood, we control the banks, you know? At least there you can make like a nice conspiracy theory, but we control the weather? Gemara in Yevamos says that, yeah. The Gemara in Yevamos says when Paranias come to the world, right, it's Klal Yisrael's fault. When bad things happen to the world, when there's a flood in the world, when there's an earthquake, right, and some rabid anti-Semite is screaming, it's the Jews! He's not saying it from an emistic place, but he's, from our perspective, he's kind of right. It's our achrayus to take care of the world. It's our job. Right? So being the best is a big achrayus. It's not a bragging right, it's a big achrayus. So everyone knows that. People feel threatened by Klal Yisrael, it's because they see the greatness of Klal Yisrael. So Bilam, who's hired to curse the Jewish people, as he's being kind of forced to say the truth of what he really thinks, what does he say? He says, Tomos nafshi mos yesharim. Tomos nafshi. I hope that I will die mos yesharim. The death of those who are yashar. Who's yashar? Who are the yesharim? Who are the yesharim? The avos. Okay. Yisrael. Our name is Yashar Kel. We're the yesharim. So he says, I hope to die like a Jew. Usihi achrisi komahu. And my end should be like theirs. Very interesting. I hope that when I die, I could be a Jew. I could be a Jew on my deathbed. What does he mean by that? Listen to what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, listen to this. Kayotze bazeh ra'isi rishayim. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, I have met people who live wicked lives. Sha'amruli beferish. Okay, testimony from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. People have said to me explicitly, "Ki im hayu yodim." Take this to Rosh Hashanah in a week from now. That if they would know, sheyachzur b'tshuva, that if they were to do tshuva, v'teikaf yamusu, and they could die right after. If on their deathbed they could do tshuva, hayu osim, then they would do it. If they could do tshuva at the last second and admit the truth, they know the truth. They're ready to admit the truth. But they know, those same people admitted to me, and that they know that they're not able to what? To maintain a lifestyle of tshuva for a long period of time. Why? Because they're scared, they're going to fall back into their old ways, and Torah mitzvot is demanding. V'lo shal harasha sheyamos kamisa satzadikim shebi Yisrael. Bilam doesn't say, I want to die like a tzaddik, but I want to die. I want to die even like a Rasha should be a cell. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, I've met people who said that if I could just do tshuva and drop dead, I would do it. What's he saying? Or Chaim HaKadosh is telling us what Bilam was asking. Bilam's saying, it's too hard to live like a Jew. It's too hard to live like it. It's too much. It's too hard. There's too much temptation. There's too much ocean. There's too much yam. The yam is soer, it's too intense. Oh, you want, now the sailors are asking the question, hey Yonah, we're about, it's coming to an end now. Can we like talk about this thing? And the owner's like, what do you mean? I know exactly. Yeah, of course I know the truth. So why didn't you live like that? Why do you think you're going to have that, you know, clear moment on your deathbed where you'll be able to regret everything and Hashem will be makabalit? Which is true, by the way. The Rambam says a person can be a Rosh his whole life and do tshuva at the last moment, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts him as a full Baal tshuva. But that's not how we're supposed to. That's a Bilam approach. At the last second, I'll admit the truth and try to cheat my way into Olam Hava. B'chai b'hem means what? You're supposed to live like a Jew. Not just clean up your act at the last minute, live a life of hefkeris, and then clean up your act. So the body's really angry. The body says, how'd you do this to us? If you were created from such a lofty place, if you could have used the koach haneshama to steer the boat, so why all of a sudden, at the last minute, now you're all of a sudden, you're saying, yeah, okay, don't worry, chevra, I can talk my way out of this, I can figure this out for us. The sailors are really angry. Rightfully so. Yeah.
Can we see this similar in situation with Alter?
Yeah.
So then, wouldn't the body like be content with that? I mean, like, obviously he didn't live how it's wanted to live, but at the end, the neshama came through for him.
Yeah, but the difference is that the neshama gets to take that tshuva to the Olam Emes. Right? And the body says, okay, fine. Okay, so my scorecard in Shemayim is clean. But my body says, but my body wasn't a Jewish body. It didn't live like a Jewish body. I didn't use my legs to run for mitzvahs. I used my legs to run for averos. I didn't use my eyes. I didn't use my ears to do Jewish things. My body's angry. The ears are like, why didn't you fill me up with Torah and tefillah? The mouth says, why'd you speak so much lashon hara? Why'd you abuse me in this way? So you're telling me you're gonna figure it all out, and the shaman's gonna get to go back to Gan Eden, Elio, and the body's like, but what about us? It's not fair. It's not fair to me. Ki yodu ha'anoshim ki milifnei Hashem hu boreach. Now look at this line. Because the people on the boat, the body knows that it's running from Hashem. When is it running from Hashem? Kol yamav, says the Vilna Gaon. We're always, from the day we're born, we're running. Lakach yiru kol kach. So the body is terrified. V'shal loso lavas yisazos. How does the body know that it's running? The pasuk says, how did the sailors know? Yonah told them, ki higid lahem. When? Did anyone here ever admit it? You ever talk to your limbs about how your neshama is running from its mission because it feels overwhelmed? You ever say that with your mouth? You ever have that conversation with your arm? Rabbi Nachman talked about talking to your limbs. It's a real thing. But do we ever do that? No. So when did Yonah, where in the story do we find that Yonah ever said anything? They said, the pasuk says, they knew Yonah was running from Hashem because he said so. Ki yadu anashim kim lifnei Hashem hu boreach ki higid lahem. When did Yonah say that? When did the Hashem ever say that? It says in the Gaon Kol Yamav. It's always saying it. The way that we sometimes approach our Yiddishkeit day in and day out is saying that I'm not like really invested in this in a real way. Not fully in it. She called Daito Magamasa Lakach Tamir. My every thought, my every action, my every desire is a manifestation of the fact that what? That you're not really face to face with Hashem. You spend most of the year with your back turned to Hashem. And then you come Rosh Hashanah, Lifnei Hashem, Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. All of a sudden we turn back. But the body's like, what's going on here? If you claim that you know who you are, so live it all the time. So now the body says, okay, so new lemaisa, bottom line. What can we do to get the water to calm down? Is there anything we could do to heal, to fix? To get Hashem to calm down, to change his mind? The body says, can I at least just suffer less? Can we just get this over with already? Ki hayam holech v'so'er. Because the illness, the body is suffering. And the breakdown of the body at the end of life is painful. So the body says, okay, neshama, you know, this obviously didn't work out. Is there anything we could do to speed it up? Vayomer aleihem. So he says to them, he says to the sailors, the neshama says to the body, Sa'uni vahatiluni aleihem. Sa'uni, lift me up and throw me into the water. The Bali Musar are curious about this phrase, lift me, why not just say, throw me in the water? I'd say, lift me up and throw me into the water. But he explains, as we learned earlier, like it says in Bereishis Perek Mem, Yisa Paro es Roishcha Me'alecha. When Paro, when Yosef meets the baker and the butler in captivity, and he says in 3 days' time, Paro is going to raise up your head. What does that mean? If you remember, we learned earlier, says the Gra, Ki Neshama Biraglayim. Where does the Neshama descend to? If the Neshama is not treated properly, it goes down to the lowest part of the body. Right? It goes down to the legs, goes down to the feet. V'tzarech la'alos el ha'garon. We need to lift up the Neshama to the throat, because it says in the Zohar that where does the Neshama leave the body? It leaves through the throat. V'yatilo oso men ha'svina shu'a guf el ha'yam olam hazeh v'yishar ha'guf bilado. So the Neshama says, lift me up. The Neshama is hiding at the bottom, right? Yonah is hiding at the bottom of the boat. He's trying to sleep, trying to pretend like I can just sleep through my mission. And then when they wake him up and they say, Yonah, what are you doing? He gets all defensive. What do you mean? I know what I'm doing. Well, why didn't you do it until now? Where have you been? Why have you lived this way? So the Neshama has to be lifted up to the throat to exit the body. Yonah says, lift me up, throw me out, and then the body will be left alone. And the suffering will be over. Right? Then the waters of Olam Haza will no longer be sova, no longer have to bear the pain of Olam Haza. Yonah admits, he says, I know it's me. It's because of me that this big storm has come upon you. The Neshama says, I know that the Midas Adin, I know that the punishment is only going to continue as long as I'm alive. As it says in the Zohar, Dechol Ti'ufta L'Rucha. The Satan desires, his whole Ti'ufta, his whole desire is L'Rucha. He wants to capture the spirit. Ve'ein Lehem Shum Takana Acheres. But once the Neshama is out, once the Neshama is out of the way, so then the Satan loses interest in the Guf. While the Neshama is in the Guf, so the Satan is trying to cause all sorts of troubles. But once we part ways, and Neshama says, Yonah says, just throw me off the boat, and I'll deal with whatever the Neshama has to go through, and then the body, you've suffered enough because of me for my irresponsible choices, and what? And then things will calm down. Yeah?
I feel like this is the wrong approach, because you're saying that as the body wants to live, not just at the end, so shouldn't the proper approach for Yonah been like, let's turn around?
Good, so look at the next line. Good. So let's go back to the story. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayachtru ha'anashim. You know what yachtru means? The sailors started paddling like crazy to get back to dry land. The body is so upset. It wants to try to fix everything at the last minute, you know? I'm going to start. It's like, oh, it's the last, you know, it's my last month in yeshiva and I realize I wasted a lot of time. So now I'm going to learn like crazy to make up for the lost time. It doesn't really work. It's the day in, day out efforts, unfortunately, you know. It works on a certain level. Again, on the level of tshuva, you could do tshuva at the last second and fix everything. It's not so easy to do tshuva at the last second. What does the Rambam say tshuva gemura is? The Rambam says tshuva gemura is when a person finds himself in exactly the same situation and gets it right this time. The Rambam uses a sexual example. The Rambam says a man has a burning taiva for a woman and he commits an aveir with her. He's involved with a woman who he's not permitted to. And then he finds himself, the Rambam says, in the same situation, in every sense. The same desire, the same woman, the same circumstance, the same place. Everything is set up exactly like it went down last time, but this time you make the right choice, the Rambam says. If anything is different in the circumstance, if you say, what do you mean, I don't have such strong taivas for arayos anymore. Well, shkoyach, you're 103 years old. You know, that's also called the Baal Tshuva, the Rambam says. But dafka, when the passion for the avera is still there, that's the time to be attacking it. Not when you grow old and it's no longer, you know, you've grown out of that taiva for tangential reasons. The goal is to fight it head on. Right? So the body, okay, mamash hit the head, nail on the head. Vayachtu anashim, they started paddling like crazy. Heim kola kochas hanal, all the parts of the body are trying desperately. Lahashiv el hayabasha. Maybe we can still make it back to Olam Haba. Shiratu leilech b'derach hatova b'derach etzachayim. Maybe we can do it right this time. Velo yacholu ki hayam holech v'soher. But the sad reality of the story is that they couldn't do it. paddling. They're trying to steer the boat back to dry land. The body tries to take control and tries to do something, right, to save itself. But they're not able to because the storm gets stronger and stronger. Achshav ein hatshuva mo'eles, ho'el v'kvar nigzra alav gezera. Listen very carefully. Tshuva doesn't work. Don't let go. Tshuva doesn't work. For the body, it doesn't work. Sometimes the gezera is in place for the body, and the only way for the body to get its tikkun is through what? Through misa. There's certain averos, it's explicit in the Mishnayos, and the Gemara's discussion of Maseches Yoma, that some averos, you have to die in order to get that final cleansing. He quotes the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Ki chafetz Hashem lahamisam, that Hashem desires the death of a person, which Chazal contrasts with the pasuk in Yecheskel, not quoted on the page. It says in Yecheskel, Hashem says, Ki lo echpotz b'mos hames. I don't want the dead man to die. So Chazal asks the question, Tosfos and Maseches Nidah and Daf Ayin Amud Beis discusses it. So which is it? And the answer of Chazal is before the Gemara Din and after the Gemara Din. In other words, once there's been a sentence on the body, the sentence has to be upheld. Ki chafetz Hashem lahamisam. So unfortunately, and again, this is the mussar that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was giving us. Bilam says, oh yeah, at the last minute, I'm going to work it all out. It doesn't always work that way. You're not always in a state of mind. It says in Pirkei Avos, do tshuva the day before you die. Right? Well, how do I know when I'm going to die? Exactly, do tshuva every day. Because I don't know that I'm going to have the opportunity to have that moment of clarity on my deathbed to be able to say sorry to everyone. So work out the relationships now. Vayikru el Hashem, so what do? They realize they can't paddle back to the dry land. Vayikru el Hashem, vayomru ana Hashem, al na noivda b'nefesh ha'ish hazeh. We are now going to throw Yonah overboard. Hashem, please forgive us. We hope we're not killing an innocent man. We're doing what the prophet told us to do. That's the Pashup Shah. Shitzakwa Hashem. Sha'al yavodu im anashama. On a deeper level, the Vilna Gaon says, the body's calling out and says, when the neshama goes overboard, Hashem, please have mercy on the body. We hope we don't go down with the body. Va'al titein dam naki. Right? And don't allow this to be the spilling of innocent blood. Sha'asid litein din al shagaram lekatzer chayav. Realize that the shortening of life, the fact that you lived in a way that was not meaningful and are now answering for the consequence of that, right? Someone's owed an apology. The body's owed an apology. Neshama, look what you did to us. Ki ata Hashem kasher chafatzta asisa. Because we tried to get back to dry land. Hashem, you made the choice at this point. We tried to do tshuva. Debishla maha nefesh. The body. Listen to the body. Listen to the body abandoning the soul. The body says, "How could you blame me? It's not my fault." Bishla maha nefesh shehi chatzuva mimakom kadosh me'al yonim. The neshama should have known better, and therefore it deserves whatever it's going to get. Aval chomer mezgara, but my physicality, its nature is bad. I'm dirt. What do you want from me? Ma anachnu chayavin ata. Ma anachnu chayavin ata asisa es chomer kiratzon chamimakom etunaf. Hashem, this is how you chose to construct the body. Adam Rishon came from the dirt. Every one of us, it says in Pirkei Avos, comes from a tipa srucha, from a little drop of seed. So Hashem, what do you expect from the body? Interesting. Says the Vilna Gaon, this is hinted to in the bracha that women make. Hashem, this is how you made me. You made me this way. In other words, anything that I'm not able to do is because these are the limitations you made me. The neshama is eternal. The neshama is so powerful. The neshama is so lofty and holy. Right? But this is the body saying, this is who I am. So I can't be held accountable for something beyond my control. And he quotes a mashal that's quoted in the Medrash. Mashal, shehu mashal el achomer. It's a mashal for physicality. V'chein darshu b'tanchuma, on the pasuk, v'nefesh kisechta. Pasuk says in Chumash, when a soul does an avera, it brings a karbon. The soul did the avera? I thought the body did the avera. It brings a mashal. Mashal lema hadavar dome. L'shnei b'nei Adam, echad kartani, ve'echad ben shilton. Medrash brings a mashal of a villager. A kartani is the villager. And a person who's a son of the palace, a nobleman. And they both did the same crime, the Medrash says. And the king decides to give his ruling, and the king says, okay, villager, you're off the hook. Nobleman's looking at me thinking, what do you mean? I'm very close to the king. I'm sure if he spared the villager, he's going to spare me. Nobleman, off with your head. Why? We're much closer. So the king says, right, and that's why I'm holding you accountable. This villager doesn't know who the king is. What does he know about the king? You, who've worked in the palace, been a part of my inner cabinet, part of my team, and you betray me in this way? A much bigger crime. Says the pasuk, nefesh kisechta, when the soul does the avera. The soul doesn't even, the body did the avera. The body's the one that has all the taivas of all mazah. Hashem says, right, and that's why I forgive the body. But the soul should have known better. Very strong medrash. The soul should have known better. Okay, last two psukim. Vayisu es Yona ve'atilu el yam. They pick up Yona and they throw him into the water. Shaparsha mehem aneshama sholeches mikol ever ve'ever. Right, that the body, which again permeated the whole body, and now had sunken down to the feet, they lift it up, they throw it overboard, and then ve'yamod hayam bizafo. Then the water calmed down. The challenge was over. And the people were really scared. They were really frightened about what they had just done, even though they had to do it. First, the neshama leads the way. The neshama is the first to leave the body. And then the various kochos hanefesh follow, whatever exactly that means. And then a voice cries out, like it says in the Zohar, Mi lo yerucha melech hagayim. Right? And the Zohar paints a very frightening picture of the soul's return and the challenge that the soul has to accept its own shortcomings. Va'oz magidim lo din kol maisa, and every action is going to be judged at that time. U'mekabel al atzmo. Well, let's end on a positive note. The neshama accepts the judgment. As it says in the Gemara in Erevin, Yafa Danta. The neshama, at least, same way it had the honesty in this world to admit its mission, even though it wasn't living up to it, it has the honesty to admit, Hashem, you never punished me for one bit improperly. Dayan ha'emet. Hashem, your judgment is zemestik. V'yizbechu zevach la'Hashem, v'yidru nedarim. And it says that the sailors on the boat made all sorts of promises, which according to Rashi means they made a commitment to convert to Judaism or to give a lot of tzedakah, according to the Radak and others. Right? But in our context, what does it mean? Shalo kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like the way of Basar V'dam. Adam is chayev hariga v'chulo. If a person is chayev to be put to death by a king of flesh and blood, what do? They put a bag over his head, or they tie up his mouth, they gag him so that he doesn't, what? Curse the king. He's going to speak out against the king. In his dying breath, he's going to blaspheme the king. Says the Gemara, but when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, when the neshama comes before Hashem, no one's going to have complaints. No one's going to say it was unfair, it wasn't just. V'lo od ela ki'ilu makriv karban. Shenemar, u'lecha yishulam neder v'zeo v'yizbechu. And in a certain sense, at least when the neshama not only doesn't slander Hashem, as the Gemara says, but actually praises Hashem, over the Midas Adin, because it's MS. So in a certain sense, that's almost like a carbon that's being brought to Hashem. That's, in a certain way, paying the debts. At least having the honesty to admit the truth. Okay? Friends, it's heavy stuff. And it's definitely a little bit sad. But it's also really, it's also really true. And it's important to face this reality. Your body is begging your neshama, please be the responsible role model that I ask you to be. Body says, I want to stay up really late. And the neshama has to be mature and say, no, we need a good night's sleep if I want to be an Eved Hashem. And the body says, I can't resist this temptation. The neshama says, you can. Relax yourself. Calm down. You can resist this temptation. The neshama has to be the role model. Because if not, at the end, the body's going to have tainas. The body's going to say, if you knew who you were, which you admit to, then how'd you do this to us? Mazos asisalanum. How did you do this to us? Okay? The good news is, of course, the end of Sefer Yonah is that Yonah is going to get a second chance. So that's the beautiful punchline that we still have yet to get to. Okay? Let's pause here. Let's take a little break. Everyone stretch a little.